Today's shiur is Masechta Megillah Daf Nuchav Tes. We will begin on Daf Chav Ches Amud Beis, the last words of Amud. Tana Rabbanan, Mevatel Talmud Torah L'Tzoras HaMeis. We are Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to take somebody who was Nifta for Kfura L'Achnosis Kala. And similarly, we are Mevatel Talmud Torah in order to take a kala, in order to take the kala to a chuppah. What it means to take a kala to the chuppah is an interesting machloikus rishonim. Some explain it's when they take to what we know is the vadekun, when they take the kala to have the veil put over her face. Others say it means to the chuppah. The other question that needs to be discussed is what does it mean, Mevatlan Talmud Torah? Does it mean that if there's a wedding in town, everybody in town must go to the wedding? Or does it mean that everybody who knows about the wedding and everybody who sees the wedding is supposed to attend the wedding? But not necessarily that it means that everybody has to stop learning to go to the wedding. So actually, this question starts with what is the halacha regarding Hetzoras HaMeis? When we say the Mevatel Talmud Torah for Hetzoras HaMeis, what does that mean? Does that mean everybody has to stop their learning to go to the Levaya? Or is it only people who are by the Levaya that have to, who are, the Nifter or see the Levaya have to stop? So certainly the Pesukim suggest, if that whatever the halacha is by a wedding, it's less so by it's more so by Levaya. So if we don't have to, if everybody doesn't have to stop what they're doing to go to Levaya, they certainly do not have to stop whatever they're doing in order to go to a wedding. But there are those that suggest that the Tziv, that even if we'll say that when it comes to a wedding, to a Levaya, everybody's obligated to stop what they're doing in order to go to Levaya, that won't necessarily be the case by a wedding. And only those that have a connection have to go to the wedding. Others do not. So continues the Gemara. Amar alav Rabbi Yehuda Reloi. Shemavatel Talmud Torah L'Tzoras Mes. Olachnosis Kala. B'medvam Amurim. It says the Gemara, when is this halacha? B'she'en Shom Kol Tzorkai. When not all the people that need to be at the Levaya are at the Levaya. Avo Yeshom Kol Tzorkai. Says the Gemara, but if we have at the Levaya everyone who's needed to be at the Levaya, then the halacha is a mevatlim. We're not mevatl in order to have more people attend the Levaya. Says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, the Kamakal Tzarkai. But how many people are that we say that the mace has all the people that are necessary and we have no right to be mevatl Torah Torah? Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel Beinyam Mishmei Deraf, Treisa Alfa Gavri, 12,000 people. And the Mashal explains that the number 12,000, it says that when Klal Yisrael went to battle Midian, there were 12,000 people. And explains the Mashal, the Pasuk says, when they had that many people, the Pasuk says, V'lo nifka minim ish. Nobody died. So we know that Rachman Tzlon, Bishas Levaya, Klal Yisrael, people have to be concerned that the Malach HaMavis is in power. So that's why our Gemara is teaching us that once we have 12,000 people, you don't have to be concerned of that. Amar Rav Shmuel, v'shita, so Shmuel Bar Yonah said you have to have 12,000 people, v'shita alfi shepurei, and you have to have, on top of that, 6,000 people that blow the shofar to notify people that they have to come to the Levaya. V'amrilei, but a different version is, you only need to have Treisa Alfa Gavri. You have to have 12,000 people. Uminayu Shita Alfa Shapuri. From those 12,000 people, 6,000 of them should be carrying shofars notifying about the Levaya. Amu Ulu Amar. Ulu says the amount of people you have to have is going to Chaitzi Gavra Meabula at Sikra. The amount of people that you need from the gate of the city until the base of Levaya, until the Levaya. That amount of people, Rashi says, half the amount of people that you need to fill up that area. And Rav Shesh Sommer, Rav Shesh says the amount of people you need to have is Knisinosai. The amount of people we had when we received the Torah. The man Knisinosai, Kach Knisinosai. When a person, the amount of people you have to have when a person who represents Torah, we'll speak about it in a moment, passes away, is the same amount of people you have to have when the Torah was given. Just like, says the Gemara, B'shishin Riboy, the Torah was given in the presence of 600,000 people. Af netilosoi, so too, when a person is nifter, we have to have Baralavaya, Shishim Ruba, 600 people. However, says the Gemara, that number of 600,000, Hani Mili Lamanda Kari Vitani, somebody who learned Chumash and Mishnayis, Avumasni, somebody who taught Torah to other people, Lesla Shura, there is no Shir, we have to have everybody who can attend. However, says the Rishonim, let's say we'll have the Levaya of a person that didn't learn Chumash, didn't learn Torah Shemaksav, Torah Shemapeh. How many people must we have at his Levaya? So the Ran and the Paiskim say that you have to at least always have a minion of people by Levaya. What about the Levaya of a woman? So the Rosh says that a minion of men is adequate by the Levaya of a woman. However, there are Rishonim that already suggest that even by the Levaya of a woman, you have to have many people. Because if a woman was the one, if a woman who passed away was a woman who helped her husband learn and did Torah and mitzvahs, so she's no different than a man, and the rules that we learned by a man apply to others as well. So Agamar says that somebody who taught Torah, there is no limit to the amount of individuals that should attend as Levaya. And the reason is because since he was a person that did for others, so since he was a person that did for others, we have to show the highest level of kavod to him. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Bar A, let's observe, Kam Chavivin Yisrael Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, how beloved Klal Yisrael is to Hashem. Shekom Makom Shegalu, wherever Klal Yisrael went into Galus, Shechina Imon, the Shechina was with them. Galu Mitzrayim, they went to Mitzrayim, Shechina Imon. Shnemar, the Pasuk says, Koyama Hashem, Hanigla Niglesi Abeis Avicha, B'yosem Mitzrayim. I revealed myself to your father's family already when they were in Mitzrayim. The Pasuk over there speaks about the sons of Eli HaKoyin were not acting properly, and the Navi gives him Musar, and he says, look how I treated your forefather Aaron HaKoyin. Golul Bavel. Maklaiso went above Shchinei Moim, Shemane, Shnemar, as the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, Lemanchem, Shalachti Bavela, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I went with them to Golus. So Rashach says that the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shekhinah, comes with them to Golus is to protect us. That when Klaiso's in Golus, they are in serious danger, and especially the Tzaddikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them. Furthermore, the Mefarshim ask, don't we know that the halacha is that Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, that every Jew has to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us all the time. So what's the Pasuk saying, special, Shekom Makom Shechina Imoim? So I saw that the Mefarshim explained that there's a new level of, the Rashah explains, there's a new level of Shechina, and that's a level called Gilu Shechina. Gilu Shechina is a higher level of Shechina, and that is something that we're zoicha even in Golus. The Sefer Aramea explains. The Pasuk says in Tehillim, Perek Kuf Lamed Zayin, Al Naris Bavel, when Klal Yisrael went out of Golus, they sat on the banks of Bavel, and they said, Shom Yishavnu, even though we're in Golus, we say, Kam Yishavnu, we could be comfortable in the knowledge that wherever we are, we have the Shechina with us. But we remember, Gam Bechinu B'Zachreinu Es Tzion, that even though we have the Shechina with us, the level that we have the Shekhinah with us in Golus is certainly not comparable to the level that we had of the Shekhinah when the Beis HaMikdash was standing in Yerushalayim. And we try to reminisce and hope and pray that we come back to that level of Shekhinah. So the Tzadok Lublin says, the Pasuk says, Anoichi Eret Imcha Mitzrayimah, Kadosh Baruch Hu told Yaakov Avinu, wherever we go, the Shekhinah is with us. And the Pasuk says, Hashoichen Itam B'toichu Masam. Even when Klal Yisrael is not acting in the way they ought to behave, Shekhinah is B'toichu Mahem. But, says Rav Tzadok, what does that mean? When Klal Yisrael is acting in the way they're supposed to act, then the Shekhinah is very evident and seen to all. When we're not acting that way, the Shekhinah is B'toichu Tumasam. What that means is, it's in the depths of our heart, but it isn't that visible. But, as the Gemara says, Shekhinah imoim, under all circumstances, the Shekhinah is with us. Says the Gemara, V'avke sh'nesina l'gol, emet Hashem, when we're going to have the gula b'meher b'meina, b'meinu, Shekhinah imoim, the Shekhinah is with us. Sh'nema, v'shav Hashem alakecho, es shivuscho, v'richamecho, v'shav v'kibetzcho, mikol amim. Says the Gemara, v'heishiv loy nemar, doesn't say the word v'heishiv, like Hashem Baruch Hu will take us out of Golus. El v'shav, which means melamed shaKadosh Baruch Hu shav imam megtach Golus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come out of the Golus together with us. And I saw that the Rashba explains that what does it mean Shekhinah imam? That even though when Klal Yisrael is in Golus, still we're not completely under Teva. We're not under the rules of nature. We have special hashgacha pratis with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Bavel Hecha, says the Gemara, where in Bavel exactly is the Shekhinah found? Amar Abaya, Bebei Knishta de Hutzal, in the Shul in Hutzal, or Bebei Knishta de Yos Shavi Yosem and Adar, the Shul of Shavi Yosem and Adar. There's two explanations in Shavi Yosef. One explanation is that there's such a place, there's such a shul in Adar that was called Shavi Yosef. Another explanation is that when they went out to Golus, to Bavel, they took earth and stones from the Beis HaMikdash with them, and this Beis Knesses that was built in Adar was Shav. We borrowed stone and earth from the Beis HaMikdash, v'yosef, and we will return that earth and stone b'meher b'yimeinu by the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So we gave now two different places. So where is the Shekhinah? Says the Gemara, sometimes it's here and sometimes it's not here. And the Mefarshim explained, why can't it be in one place all the time? Because there's a concept which we always say by davening, the Shekhinah is all over. To show that the Shekhinah is all over, if the Shekhinah would be limited to one place, then we don't have this concept of Meloi Kol Aretz Kavodai. We want to prove this important concept, so the way it's shown to us is by having the Shekhinah not limited to one place. Says the Gemara, Mvu Shmuel, V'levi have Yosef B'Knishta, D'Shav V'Yosef B'Nadab. I'm Rabbaya. Abaya says, I'm sorry, Tasely, I get credit. The Mechikna Parsa, if I am Parsa away from these shuls, but because we just learned that the Shekhinah finds itself in these shuls, I lean a mitzal nahasam, I go out of my way to daven in these shuls. Avu d'shmu v'levi, have yosu b'kishta d'shav yosu b'adah, they were in the shul in Adah, ash Shekhinah, the Shekhinah came to visit the shul, shama riksha, and they heard noise. They recognized that there was noise, the come of a nafku. And the Yavitz explains that the reason they walked out when the Shekhinah came is because they were not learning or davening. And they said, of course, it's inappropriate to be in a place where the Shekhinah is and not learning or davening at that time. Rav Sheshes, have Yosef Beit Knishta. Rav Sheshes was sitting in the Beis HaKnesses, the Yoshav Yosef Ben Adar, asked Shekhinah, the Shekhinah appeared, and he didn't leave the shul. Also, Malach HaSharis. The Malach HaSharis came there, become Vasilei. They were threatening him that he should get up and leave. Amalafonov, Ribbono Shel'olam, Olav v'she'eino Olav. If somebody is of a lower madrega and somebody is of a higher madrega, mi nitcha, name me, who has more power? So he was saying, Kaviyachol HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have so much more power than I do. Why should I have to leave? You have everywhere that you want, you could go. Amalu, so they said to him, indeed, Shafkua, leave him there, he should stay. The pasuk says in Yecheskel, when in the Nevuah of Yecheskel, Ve'el lehem l'migdash ma'at ba'artzoyse shabosham. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, what do we learn from here? Eile b'tekunsiyas about the midrash shabavavol. That even in Bavel, and of course, many Rishonim point out, it doesn't only mean Bavel. It means anywhere where Klal Yisrael are, HaKadosh, the batim kunsiyas and the batim midrashes, are the Megdash Ma'at, and that's why the Mishnah Berura and Simen Kuf Nun Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph Paskins, that there's a halacha Meir Migdash, that you have to have proper respect in the Karim when you come to such a in any shul, because Va'al Gemara just says that the Shechina, it's a Migdash Ma'at, that every shul is a Migdash Ma'at, so of course we have to have Meir Migdash if we're in such places. The Rebbe Lazheimer, Zeh Beis Rabbeinu Bebavel, the Migdash Ma'at refers to the Beis Medrash of Rav and Bavel, because that's where they did most of the learning, and that's why it's the Shechina finds itself there. Darash Rava, Ma'idik Siv, the pasuk says in Tehillim, Hashem, Ma'in Ata Yisalanu B'dar V'dar, Ela B'teknesias B'dat Midrashus, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have found yourself among with us all the years. Amar Abayim. So says the Gemara, Abayim comments, Bereish, have a gesinim bebeisa. I used to learn at home, umetzilna bebei knishta, and I would daven in the beis haknesses. However, says Abaya, kivin the shmias lahad kamar David, once I heard the pasuk that David HaMelech said in Tehillim, Hashem, a hafti ma'oin beisecha, have a gesinim bebei knishta, I started to learn in the beis medrash as well. So Masha asks that we know, we've discussed this, that there are two different locations as far as the Aloch is concerned. There's a Beis HaKnesses and a Beis HaMedrash. The Beis HaKnesses is where they would daven, and the Beis HaMedrash is where they would learn. And our Gemara seems to be teaching us that it's more important, we're more focused on the place where they davened versus the place that they learned. Ask the Mashah, but the Gemara actually says that the Gemara in Masechta Brachos seems to say, and the Avchesom and Aleph seems to say just the opposite. Am Rabbi Mireish have a gesinim begoy beisa or metzil mebei knishta. I used to learn at home, and just the opposite. And now I said, and then he says that Am Rabbi and Rabbi says Am Rabbi ba Ami mishmei deula b'yom shchar beisa mikdash ein loy laKadosh Baruch Hu el adala Am shalach bavad. That the most important thing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is where we learned. And therefore, he said, once I heard this, lo have mitzilna, ela heched de garsina. I began to daven in the place where I learned. So there we see that the place where you learn is more significant than the place that you daven, than the place that you daven. So how do we understand this? So the simple teretz is, our Gemara is referring that he was learning at home. At home, it's not a Beis HaMedrash. So if you have a choice to learn at home or learn in a Beis HaKnesses, then you're better off learning a Beis HaKnesses. But if you have the opportunity to learn and daven in a Beis HaMedrash, that's preferable over a Beis HaKnesses. The Turi Evan actually says that the two sugyas, the sugya here in Masechta Megillah and the sugya in Masechta Brachos, are actually arguing. But then I saw there's a difference. How if we're learning Mikra or Mishnah, which is not on the same level as learning Halacha, so then it's better to daven where it's better to daven in the Beis HaKnesses and learn. But if somebody spends his time in the Beis HaMedrash, not just learning, but learning Halacha involved in his learning, There's nothing ain't like HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing more precious to HaKadosh Baruch Hu than somebody who's learning and learning with great concentration, and therefore he should preferably learn there and daven there as well, as the Gemara Masechta Brachos teaches us. Tanya, Rav Elazar Kfar Omer, Asidim Bati Knesiyos Bati Medrash Shebavel Sheyikvu Be'etz Yisrael. The Bati Knesiyos and Bati Medrashes will be reestablished in Etz Yisrael. Shenema Ki Kesova Baharim Kekarmel Bayam Yovai. Halay Dvarim Kal V'Chomer. Uma Tavar V'Karmel Shleba L'Fishah Lema Torah. They only came to learn Torah for a brief amount of time. Nikvam Be'etz Yisrael. They will be reestablished in Etz Yisrael. But the Knesiyos Bati Medrashes Shekayrim Umar Bitzim Mem Torah, where Torah is learned on a constant basis, Alachas Kama V'Kama Sheyikvu Be'etz Yisrael. So the Har Tzvi asks a question. There are plenty of Bati Knesiyos and Bati Medrashes in Yerushalayim and Etz Yisrael. So why will all the Bati Knesiyos and Bati Medrashes that are in Chutz Laretz need to be replanted in Etz Yisrael? So he explains that since people in the Golus spent so much time learning and davening in these places, these places were infused with Kedusha. These places are infused as areas where people were mice and nefesh. They were ready to do whatever it took in order to learn HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't forget and doesn't ignore anything. And therefore, even though there are Baruch Hashem places where to daven and learn in Etz Yisrael, when Mashiach comes, we need to bring those places to Etz Yisrael when Mashiach comes as well. Darash Bakaporo, Maidik Siv, Lama Turatzten Har Gavnunim, Yotze Baskov Amalhem. The Torah came and the Baskov said, Lama Tirtzu Din Im Sinai. Why are you holding a debate with Har Sinai and saying that the Torah should be given on you? Kulchem Balimumim Atem Etzel Sinai. All of you, if we compare you to Har Sinai, consider Balimumim. Ksiv Hacha Gavnunim, the Ksiv Hasam, where the Torah speaks about the different blemishes which disqualify a kohen from being able to do the avodah, a gibbon or dak. So we see that gibbon is considered a mum. And therefore says Rav Ashi, Shmamino, high man the yor, somebody who acts in an arrogant fashion, balmumhu. Because these mountains all said that we are taller than Har Sinai, and therefore the Torah should be given on us. And what we see here, that's considered a mum, and that's why the Torah wasn't given on them. So I saw that the Meshech Chacham explains, when we speak about disqualifications of a carbon, there are two levels. There's one level that the animal gets Kedusha, but it can't be brought as a carbon. And then there's a level which is even a greater disqualification. And that's a disqualification that it's a Balmum, and it can't become Kadosh in the first place. The Gemara is saying that somebody who's arrogant is considered so much of a mum that he's like a balmum, and a balmum can't become Kadosh. That's how disqualified it is. In Kafandria, we said that a basic Knesset, even when it's not standing anymore, may not be used as a shortcut. Ask the Gemara, my Kafandria, what is the definition of a Kafandria? Amar Rava, Kafandria Kishma. The word Kafandria is as the name implies. Ask the Gemara, what does that mean? My Kishma, command Amar, Ad the Kafina Adori. And instead of going around all these homes, Iyala Baha, I walk in through this way. Amar Ravua. It says, Rabbi Vua, Imma Yishvil Mikara, if the shul was built on a place which was originally a path, and now because the shul was built, you lost that shortcut, your mutter, you're allowed to go through that place. And the Rajba explains, we learned in our previous shir, Shalu Tamidav Ezra Belozim and Shemua, B'ma Rach the Yomim. How are you Zoich Tarichas Yomim? And he responded, I never made the basic Knesset into Kafandria. And the question is obvious. Our Gemara just said that that's not something special. That's what the halacha requires. So why does he deserve special credit for that? The answer now is understandable, because our Gemara just taught us that if the shul was built on a place which was originally a path, you may continue walking through the shul if you need to go somewhere. Said Rabbi Elazar ben Shmuel about himself that even though halachically I was permitted to go that way, I still didn't do it out of respect to the shul. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, hanichnas amnas shaloi lasis kafandria. If you walk into shul with that not being your intention, then mutar lasos kafandria. If you go through the shul, you go into shul to daven, you're allowed to walk out through the other side. Shenemar, anyone that entered through the north, Yetzidar Shah Negev went out through the south. And some explain that not only were you allowed to do it, it was a mitzvah to do it. Because if you would walk out and walk in through the same entrance, then it may look like you're looking to leave. But if you walk out in a different entrance, then you show that you wanted to be in the shul. You just finished doing what you have to do in the shul. The Mishnah Berurah says that we learned in our previous year that one may enter a shul in order to call his friend as long as he recites a pasuk. So too, says the Mishnah Berurah, says you can enter a shul and use it as a shortcut as long as when you come into the shul, you say a pasuk. But the Ar Sameach says that what you have to do is first you go into the shul, say the pasuk, and only afterwards call your friend. So then it's not obvious that you enter the shul with the purpose of making it into a shortcut or to make it the purpose to call a friend. But if the first thing you do as you walk into the shul is call your friend and then you remember, oh, but I have to also say a pasuk, otherwise it's disrespectful to the shul, that isn't acceptable. There's a tshuva that sits Eliezer. If somebody's allowed to rent an office, which the office adjoins a shul, and the only way to access the office is by walking through the shul. So first he wants to suggest that since there's no way to get to that office without walking through the shul, it's not considered disrespectful. He says, if there's no other way to walk, why is it disrespectful to make the shul into a shortcut? Because that's not what the shul is there for. But if there is no other way how to get into the shul, maybe we could be lenient. But then the Tzitz Eliezer says that it's because that's still aser. And he says, because we've been learning that you're never allowed to enter the shul unless you're going to daven or learn in the shul. So even though you have no other way of getting to your office, and therefore one cannot suggest that it should be considered disrespectful walking into the shul that way. But at the end of the day, you did not go into the shul for purpose of davening or learning. And therefore, he wants to suggest that you should have to always daven and learn before you go into your office, every time you want to go into the office. However, the Tzitz Eliezer goes on to say that this that we've been learning, that just saying a pasuk allows you to make the shul into a shortcut, or saying a pasuk allows you to go into the shul to call out a friend, is only if you do it once in a while. But if every time you go to your office, you have to walk into the shul, and you're going to sit down and quickly say a pasuk, he says that may not be acceptable, and therefore you have to come up with a better approach how to be able to get to your office. We learned in the Mishnah, all of us of him, if grass grew in that shul that was destroyed, la yitlash nei agus nefesh. Asked the Gemara, v'tanya, but we learned the brayse that says, ain't a toilish amachel. You're not allowed to pick up the grass and give it to your animals to eat. Av a toilish maniach, but you are allowed to pick up the grass and leave it there. So you are, here it seems that you are allowed to detach the grass. And says the Gemara, Ki Tanam Mishnah also only meant that Torah Shemakel Tanan. That you're not allowed to pick up the grass to serve it to the animal. But to pick it up and leave it there is permissible. Tanah Baran, continues the Gemara, Beis HaKfaris, when we speak about a cemetery, Ein Nahagin by Kal Shroish, we may not act in a disrespectful manner in a cemetery. Ein Ma'arim Ba'Behema, we're not allowed to lead animals there. Ein Malichim Ben Amasamayim, we can't have a water there. And the Rishonim explain we have to be particularly careful about not letting some water flow through a basic forest, because we need to be concerned that that water may cause a flood and chas v'sholem destroy the kfarim. V'em alakdim ben asavim, we're not allowed to pick up grass there. V'em likat, and if you did, sar from mekaimam, you have to burn them on the spot, and they kfar ha-mesim. So Tosfos says that if there are trees that grow in the basic forest, and there are fruits that grow on the tree, that fruit you're allowed to take. That's not considered disrespectful. However, says the Meiri, if there are vegetables that grow on the floor of the cemetery, those vegetables you shouldn't eat. And furthermore, the Mordechai says, when we're learning that you're supposed to burn the grass that you picked up, the reason that Chazal said that is because people shouldn't come to accuse you that you're picking up the grass in order to use the grass to feed your animal. So to take any of that type of suspicion away, we burn the grass on the spot and no one will suspect that you're using it for your own purposes. Says the Gemara, Ahai, we just learned Mnei Kfar HaMesim. Ask the Gemara, what is it meant when it said Mnei Kfar HaMesim? Eli Masefa, that we have the case that we just discussed, that you have to burn the grass that you pick up in the cemetery, says the Gemara, if that's what the Braisa meant, Kivan Shesar from Koimam, and we're burning the grass on the spot, how does that demonstrate my Kvay Mesimika? How does that demonstrate Kvay Mesim? Says the Gemara, it's going back on the ratio. That the ratio of the Braisa taught us the various activities that may not be done in a basic verse, and we're learning that those activities may not be done in the basic forest because covered a mess. We continue now to discuss. We know that in Adar, going into Nisan, there are the Dala parashas. There are four parashas that we read on those parashas, on those weeks. And the Gemara begins, the Mishnah, and then the Gemara Mitzvah Shem discusses what is the halacha regarding the Dala parashas. Says the Gemara, Rosh Chodesh Adar Shchalis B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Kairin Pasha Shkolim. We read the Pasha Shkolim. And Rashi explains, because as we're going to learn, on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, we know, we've discussed this, they brought every year, every Jew had to contribute a Machzah Shekel. And with the proceeds of the Machzah Shekel, they brought the Karban Tzibur, for example, the two Karban Tamids that were brought every day came from the Machzah Shekel. And when did they start bringing the new Kabbonis? They started bringing them on Rosh Chodesh Nissan from the new Machzah Shekel. So therefore, Rosh Chodesh Adar, a month before, 30 days before, they announced that everybody has to bring the Shkolim. That's the time that you bring the Shkolim to use for the new Kabbonis. So the Rishalmi gives another reason. The Rishalmi explains that we know that Haman gave Aseres Allah from Kesef, Haman gave Shkolim to Achashverosh in order that Achashverosh should agree to destroy the Jewish people. So that's why we give our Shkolim before he gave his Shkolim. Chaliyos B'Techa Shabbos, if Rosh Chodesh Adar during the week, Magdimim L'Shavar, we always read Pashkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh Adar. Either on Rosh Chodesh, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, we read it on Shabbos, or the Shabbos before. But says the Mishnah, Umafsikin the Shabbos Acheres. If that's going to be the case, so if Rosh Chodesh Adar is during the week, we're going to read Pashkolim, the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. The Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh, we will not read any special Parsha. And then the Parsha, the Shabbos before Purim, we're going to read Parsha Zohar. And as The Sifsei Chum explains. What the Mishnah means to say is, there's a conflict. On one hand, we've learned there's a concept of Zrizim Magdim La Mitzvah. And therefore, maybe the second Shabbos and Adar should always be Parsha Zohar. On the other hand, there's a point that Parsha Zohar, which represents Mechias HaMolek, should be the Shabbos before Purim, which was Mechias HaMolek. So it teaches us a Mishnah, we have this conflict, what should we do? The Mishnah says we should read Parsha Zohar before Purim. B'shniya, and that's indeed the case, the next Shabbos we read Parsha Zohar, where we, as the Rabban says, the Pasuk says, Zohar she'osluchah HaMolek, says the Medrash Yocha Belipcha, it would be enough just to think about it. Kishu'aymer, when the Pasuk continues saying, Loi Tishkach, Harei Shichas Alev Amura, that we know we can't forget. Haman Mekayim Zohar, how do we fulfill the obligation of Zohar to have a Shoyna Beficha? We have to articulate it. The Melech Shleimer says that why do we have to do this on an annual basis? Read Parshas Zohar, because we have to remember that the Torah, when it teaches us Parshas HaMolek, says V'yissu Merefidim, and the explanation of Yissu Merefidim is Shirafu Yudeyam B'Divrei Torah. They got weakened in their learning of Torah. So every year we have to remind ourselves that how can we prevent HaMolek, our arch enemy, from having any power over us? Learning Torah. B'Shlishis, on the third Shabbos, we read Parah Aduma, because Nisan is coming up, and when we bring the Korban Pesach, we have to be tar, and if a person isn't tar, he has to make sure to have the Parah Aduma mixture sprinkled on him. B'Revius, on the fourth Shabbos, we read HaChodesh Hazeh Lechem, which teaches us about Korban Pesach. The Yerushalmi points out that actually Parshas HaChodesh should come before Parshas Paraduma, because Echad ben Nisan is the day that the Beis Hamikdash, the Mishkan was put up, and only on Sheni ben Nisan that they prepared a Paraduma. The reason the Yerushalmi says we read Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh, because Parshas Parah represents the Tahara of Klal Yisrael, and bringing Klal Yisrael to a level of Tahara is so absolutely critical, so that's why we do Parshas Parah before Parshas HaChodesh. B'chamishis, on the fifth week, Chayzer L'Kesidron. So the Pnei Yeshua asks, of course, we have the Dal Parshas, we've read all Dal Parshas, so we go back. So answers the Pnei Yeshua that we would think that the fifth week is already close to Pesach. And as we're going to learn in our shir, Shoyim v'darshim hilchas Pesach, that we have to learn hilchas Pesach l'amajoyim within the 30 days of Pesach, and since that's the halacha, maybe we would think that on the fifth week we should also choose a kriyas haTorah that speaks about Pesach. Teaches us the Mishnah, no, the dalet parshias. On the fifth week we go back to the seder of all the parshias. Says the Mishnah l'cham avsikim, for all of the coming occasions, we stop the Kriyas HaTorah that normally we would read. Rosh Chodesh, B'Chanukah, B'Purim, B'Tanias, or B'Mamadas. For all these reasons, we stop. Or B'Yom Kippurim. There's Machlokes Rishonim, what is meant on Yom Kippur. Tosfos says it means Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos. When Yom Kippur falls, we know on Shabbos afternoon, we read next week's Parsha Shavuah. But if Yom Kippur falls on Shabbos, we read the Kriya of Yom Kippur, not next week, Parsha Shavuah. Others say it means Yom Kippur in the morning. And actually, it doesn't just mean Yom Kippur. It means all of the Yom Tovim we read in the morning. All of the Yom Tovim we read in the morning, a special Kriya Satorah, not the Parsha Shavuah. Tanan Hosom says the Gemara Be'echav Adar, Mashmim Al Shkolim. The Mishnah begins with Sechta Shkolim by teaching us that Rosh Chodesh Adar, they would announce to bring the shkolim v'akloyim, and they should go out into the field and see if there's any different species that growing mixed together. Says the Gemara, Bishlam akloyim, this that they announced the klayim zman revihi. It's when what started growing becomes visible, and therefore it's the appropriate time to check if there's any klayim. Ella al shkolim, why is Rosh Chodesh Adar chosen as the day to read Parsha Shkolim? Menolam. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Tavi, Amar Baishi, Amar Krah. The Pasuk says, Zois oilus chodesh bechachai, lechachai eshana. Amar Tavi, the Torah tells us, Chadesh, Vavei, Karbin, Mitruma Chadosha. We should bring all the Kabbanas from the new Truma and Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So since, says the Gemara, the Chimed of Nissen by a Kruv Mitruma Chadosha, since on Nissen we have to bring from the new money, Kadminen, the Karina Becheba Adar, we already read Pashish Golem and Rish Chodesh Adar, Kehechu, the Lacey Shkolem Migdosh, that they should stop bringing the Shkolem to the base of Migdosh, so then Rish Chodesh Nissen, we should have all the new Shkolem. Says the Gemara, Kaman, whose opinion is this fallow that we give 30 day notice? The Loiker of Shimon Gamliel. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, Rav Shimon Gamliel's opinion is, Shtei Shabbosis, the notice is always enough, 2 weeks. The Tanya, as we know, the Brisa teaches us, Shoylin, Behichas Pesach, Koin LePesach, Shloishim Yoim, Shimon Gamliel Oimer, Shtei Shabbosis are enough. So here that we're learning that we give 30-day notice, obviously follows the opinion of Tanakama, not of Shimon Gamliel. The Rishonim debate, when it says, Shoylin, Medarsh, Behichas Pesach, what does that mean? Some Rishonim means that it's the obligation to start teaching Hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach. However, others explain that Shoylin V'darshim means that if two people come to ask a Shaila, and one is asking a Shaila on Hilchas Pesach, and one is asking about another subject, if it's within 30 days of Pesach, we focus on the Pesach Shailas first. Damek Adover asks, what does Shoylin V'darshim mean? So he says, Shoylin means that we teach the halachas that we've learned year after year to be prepared for Pesach with all the halachas of Pesach. Darshan, he says, means every year there are new shailas, new situations that come up, and those halachas also should be addressed within the 30 days before Pesach. Says the Gemara, Afilu Tema, our Mishnah could be following the opinion of Shimon Gamliel. Kimon Amar, B'chamishim Asba Shulchanos Yoshim Medina, on the 15th day of Adar, the people who run the banks and they change the coins because they wanted to transfer all the coins that were donated into Machzor Shekel. So they start already sitting in Yerushalayim, according to Rashi, according to Rambam, all of it's either the Beis HaMikdash or all of Yerushalayim. V'chamis v'chamish yoshim v'migdash, then they start sitting actually in the Beis HaMikdash. V'shem ha'chanos, so therefore, because it's 2 weeks before Tezvav Adar, where they're already sitting, where the banks are open for this purpose, even Rav Shimon Gamliel would agree that Karina, we should start reading Rosh Chodesh Adar. My Pasha Shkolim. Ask the Gemara, what is the Pasha Shkolim? So the Pnei Yeshua asks, I don't understand. They read Pasha Shkolim every year. So what's the question? What is the Kriya Pasha Shkolim? So answers the Pnei Yeshua, that certainly, as we're going to learn in the Gemara, one opinion is the Pashas Shkolim is Pashas Kisisa. Says the Pnei Yeshua that everybody agrees the Pashas Kisisa is Pashas Shkolim. But as we're going to also learn, in some time, in certain years, that is also Pashas Kisisa might be the Kriya of that Shabbos. And therefore the Gemara wants to know, in such a year where it could lead to confusion, are we reading Pashas Kisisa because it's the Pashas HaShavua? Or are we reading Pashas Kisisa because of Pashas Shkolim? Maybe in such a year we should read something else. That's what the Gemara is focused on, according to Pnei Yeshua. My Pashas Shkolim, Rav Amitzavas Pnei Yisov, Matam Lemes Kobanei Lachmi. V'Shmuel Amar, we read Kisisa. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamand Amar, according to the opinion that Shmuel just said, that we read Pashas Kisisa, Hani the Karlei Pashas Shkolim. We can't understand why this week is called Pashas Shkolim. Ksibo, it says the word Shkolim in that parasha. The Pasuk says, the explicitly, we have to give the Shkolim. Ask the Gemara, Elam and Omer, that what we read on Pasha Shkolim is as Karbanoi Lachmi. Ask the Gemara, me the Shkolim, Ksivasam. Are Shkolim mentioned in that Pasha that we should say that that's the Kriya of Pasha Shkolim? Answers the Gemara, in. Because what is the purpose, as we've explained? What do we do with the Shkolim? Because Kravtevi, that we use it to bring the Karbanos. So when we're reading about the Pasha, the Karbanot Sibur, it's appropriate to call it Pasha Shkolim. Bishlam Lamandam asked the Gemara Tzavis B'nai Yisrael, Shem the Ksiv Karbanos Asam, the Karbanos are mentioned in that Pasha, and as Rav Tevi said, that's the whole purpose of bringing the Shkolim. El Lamandam Kisiso asked the Gemara Karbanos Ksiv Miksivi, are the Shkolim that are mentioned there brought for the purpose of bringing the Karban Sibur? Shkolim Ladonik Sivi, the Shkolim that are mentioned there are the shkalim that were brought to produce the Adonim, the base of the Kroshim in the Mishkan. To the Tani, answer the Gemara, Ketani Rabbi Yosef. Shloisha Truma saying, the Torah uses the word Truma three times in that parasha. Once is Shemizbeach, for bringing the Kabbalah Sibur, Shladonim Vladonim, and Shabbat Kabbayas, there you had to give a Maxer Shekel, and Bede Kabbayas, a person could donate whatever he want. Bishlama, Lamandom Kisisa, says the Gemara, Hani Dishani Hai Rish Chodesh, Bishar Rish Chodeshim. So we could understand when Rish Chodesh Adar falls on Shabbos, Rish Chodesh Adar on Shabbos is different than all other times when Rish Chodesh falls on Shabbos, because on Rish Chodesh Adar that falls on Shabbos, we read Kisisa. El Lamand Omer, that the Kriya of Pasha Shkolim, it's Savas Kabani, so that's what we read every Rish Chodesh. So what makes Rish Chodesh Adar Shabbat different? Answers the Gemara, Shani. Dila Rosh Chodeshim on a normal Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Kari Shita Binyana de Yoima, we call up six people with the parish, from the to read from the parish of Shavua, the Chad Rosh Chodesh, and one is called up to read the Kriya of Rosh Chodesh. Vila Idnu, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Pash the Rosh Chodesh, Kula, we only read from the parish of Rosh Chodesh. Says the Gemara Halim Yichlamand Amar, this is understandable. To a Gemara that we're going to learn, and that Flamid, let's say the Parashas Chayzer. When the Mishnah said, we just learned the Mishnah said, B'chamishas Chayzer L'chasidron, it meant, let's say the Parashas Chayzer, which meant that the Mishnah was teaching us that the entire Kriya on these weeks, not just Haftarah, is not the regular Parsha. Ask the Gemara, Elamandam, let's say the Haftarah Chayzer, that the Dala Parashas is only reflected in the Haftarah that we read. But Pasha the Yoima, the Pasha Shavuah is read. So again, my Shani, in what way is it different? Says the Gemara Shani. Dila Rosh Chodeshim, if Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, Karashita Ben Yonah the Yoima, we call up six people to read from the Pasha Shavuah, V'chad Karibit Rosh Chodesh. Dila Idno, if Rosh Chodesh Adar is on Shabbos, Karatlosa Ben Yonah the Yoima, four are called up to the Pasha Shavuah, the Arba Karbid Rosh Chodesh, and four people are called up to read Parshas Shkolim. So it's not the same like every Rosh Chodesh Shabbos. Meisvei asked the Gemara, it says in a Braisa, Rosh Chodesh Adosh, Chalis Peshabbos, Karim Peshas Shkolim. We read Parshas Shkolim, or Maftirim, the Haftarah is about Yoda Koyin, that where the Navi and Malachim speaks about what they did with the shkolim that they collected. So Bishlam Lamandoma Kisisa, according to Mandoma, that we read Pasha Shkolim from Pasha Kisisa, Hanu de Maftirim Beyayada. So as we've discussed previously, the Haftarah is related to the Kriyas HaTorah. So the Haftarah of Yayada Koyin is very much related to shkolim. Because as the Pasuk says there, Kesev Nefshas Arkoi, Elamandoma, as Kabani Lachmi, that the Kriya Pashish Kol is Kabani Lachmi, what does the Haftarah that talks about collecting money have to do with that? Answers the Gemara, like we said, Dami Kedrav Tavi, because what was the purpose of the collection of the money? The purpose of the collection of money was to be able to bring the Kabanas. Meisvei, Chal Liyos, if Rosh Chodesh is on Shabbos, Pasha Smuchla, Beilam Fana, Beilam Achreah, whether it's the Pasha before or after, Koyin Oysoi, the Koyin Oysoi. We will end up reading the same Pasha twice. So says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Kisisa, if we say that Kisisa is the Kriya of Pasha Shkolim, Hanin Mesrami Bahu Zimna. So Pasha Kisisa falls in the time of the year when we have Pasha Shkolim, and therefore the question that the Braisa raises, that we may end up having Pasha Kisisa read twice that week, is understandable. Elman d'amit tzav kabani mimasram yahu zimna. Pashas tzav kabani is a Pashas Pinchas. We never read Pashas Pinchas in Adar. And it's Gemara in is such a circumstance. Lebnei Mar Rava the mask of the rice of Betlashin. We who read the Chamish Chum Shetayra in 1 year. So like we said, Kisisa is Adar time. Pinchas is never Adar time. But in Eretz Yisrael the minig was that they read. It took them 3 years to finish the Chamish Chum Shetayrah. And they could have a circumstance that Pashas Pinchas should fall Purim time. Tanya Kavasa de Shmuel, Rosh Chodesh Adesh Chalis B'Shabbos, Kairim Kisisa, It's very clear that under all circumstances, the Kriyas HaTorah for Parshas Shkolim is Parshas Kesisa. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Rosh Chodesh Ad Shchalis B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Ad the Falls on Shabbos, Motzin Shalosh Torahs. We take out three Sifrei Torah. The Koyim Behem Bin Echav Bin Yonash L'Yoyim. The first Sifrei Torah we read Parshas Shvua, Echad Rosh Chodesh. The second Parsha we read Parshas Rosh Chodesh, Vechav Kesisa. And as the Rishonim explained, the reason we take out three Sifrei Torah is because we want to avoid Tircha de Tzibura, that the Tzibur should wait when they roll the Sefer Torah from one place to another place. I asked Ritva, why should we not be concerned for Begamah Shel Rishon? That people will think we're reading from the Sefer second Sefer Torah, could there's something wrong with the first Sefer Torah? Says the Ritva, since there's always a different person reading from the second Sefer Torah, that solves that concern. Vom Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Teves Shchalis B'Shabbos. So Rosh Chodesh Teves is always one of the days of Chanukah. Again, Mevi'in Shloish HaTorahs, V'Karim Behen, Echad Ben Yonah Shloyayim. For one Sefer Torah we read Parshas Shavua, Echad Ben Rosh Chodesh, V'Echad Ben Chanukah. Says the Gemara, V'Tzricha. Why do we have to have both of these halachas that under these circumstances, when there's so many different kriyas, we take out three different Sefer Torah? Deitna Baha, if we only said this by Rosh Chodesh Teves, Baha Kamar Rav Yitzchak, that we should take out three Sefer Torah. Avol b'hach, but when it's Rosh Chodesh Adar and Shabbos, Kras Yirlei, Dama Pash Shkolim, it's Kabani Lachmi, it's that which is the Kriya of Pashas Rosh Chodesh, so therefore there's no need for three Sefer Torah, because Rosh Chodesh and Shkolim are the same Kriyas HaTorah. And therefore, Shtei Torah Sagi, two Sefer Torah enough, Kamash Malon. So now ask the Gemara, V'lei Maha, why don't we teach the Halacha that when Rosh Chodesh Adders and Shabbos, we take out three Sifrei Torah, V'loibay Hach, and we don't need to teach us the halacha on when Rosh Chodesh Teves is on Shabbos. Answers the Gemara, Chada Miklal Chavar Te'itta. Indeed, the two halachas travel together. It wasn't just one was said and the other one was said, they travel together. Itma, Rosh Chodesh Teves Chalis B'chol. What happens when Rosh Chodesh Teves is during the week? So it's a Chanukah day. Amar of Yitzchak, Korot Tlosu. We call up three people to the Torah. Three people get aliyahs about Rosh Chodesh, v'chad, and one person gets an aliyah about Chanukah. V'rav Dima de Mincheifa Amar, just the opposite. Kor Tlos b'Chanukah, three people get aliyahs about Chanukah, and one gets aliyah about Rosh Chodesh. Amar Amani, Kavosei, Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mestabra. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha makes more sense that we have a rule of Tadr, V'Tadr V'Shein, Tadr, Tadr Kaidim. And that's why Rosh Chodesh is more Tadr than Chanukah. And that's why we read the first three Aliyahs from Rosh Chodesh. And then the fourth Aliyah is Chanukah. And even though Pesumi Nisa is very important, but that's only when it's not in conflict with Rosh Chodesh with Tadr. Amar Avavin, Kavasei, D'Rav Dimi Mestabra. Mi Garm L'Ravi Shiyavai. On Rosh Chanukah, we only have three aliyahs. What causes the fourth aliyah, Rosh Chodesh? Hilchach, it only makes sense that Rosh Chodesh, Reviv Rosh Chodesh Mikri, that the fourth person getting aliyah should get aliyah about Rosh Chodesh. Ask the Gemara, my Havalah. Rav Yosef HaEim Mashgichim Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is not the main Kriyas HaTorah. The main Kriyas HaTorah is Chanukah. Rava Amar, Chanukah is not the main Kriyas HaTorah. Rosh Chodesh should be the main Kriyas HaTorah. Says the Gemara, V'Hilchson, the halacha is, Emashgichim B'Chanukah. Of course, we read about Chanukah. But Chanukah is not the main Kriyas HaTorah. The main Kriyas HaTorah is Rosh Chodesh, and then the Revi gets Chanukah. The question is, what happens if somebody made a mistake and he started reading, started reading on Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, he started reading Chanukah instead of Rosh Chodesh. The Rama says, you have to stop and start reading Rosh Chodesh. The Korban Asano says that once you started reading about Chanukah, even though that's not what you should have done, there's a rule, Eim Avir Mala Mitzvahs, finish reading Chanukah and then only read the other Rosh Chodesh.